This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we are always reaching for truth and beauty. Remember, the people on the show are not paying to be here, so we get to ask them the questions we know you want answered so you can make the best decisions for yourself. With that said, I'm Amber. Today, my fabulous co-host is Jennifer Hamway. She is a board-certified holistic nutritionist, friend of the show, just an incredible person. And we're going to have a little bit of a different show today because I'm actually going to let her be in the driver's seat. Gotta be honest, I'm a little bit nervous because normally I'm running the show, but I'm excited because I know I'm in great hands. How you doing, Jen?
I am good, and I am so excited for today. And this came about because you're my go-to whenever I have nitty-gritty beauty questions or makeup questions or skincare. I'm like, DM to Amber. So it's like, well, everybody needs this information.
I love that. So we get to flip the script a little bit. And, you know, before we start, and then I will turn the reins over to you, this is our last podcast of the year. We're going to take the next 2 weeks off, you know, because I believe that everybody should be focused on family, on themselves, enjoy the holiday season. For some of us, it's not so easy. So I hear you. I feel you. I see you too. But I do want to say before we go, just I appreciate everybody listening. Thank you for being with us this year. And it's just amazing. And I do hope that everybody does have at least a tolerable holiday season. Okay. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Jen now, who has questions I don't know the answer to, but, or I'm sorry, I don't know what you're going to ask. So I don't know. Take it away.
Go. All right. I'm going to get serious.
Oh, boy.
I've got my glasses on. I've got my list of questions. You are not getting away easily. Okay. So let's keep it simple to start with. What does your current skincare routine, I say keep it simple, what does your current skincare routine look like, morning and evening? Is there things that you do weekly, monthly? Give us, spill the tea.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad. And by the way, I have so much stuff in front of me right here, just in case you asked, so I would remember. Okay. So morning skincare routine, working with New Beauty Magazine, working on this podcast, I get to try a lot of products. My apartment looks like an Ulta, but there are so many great products out there, but there are things that I keep going back to all the time. So believe it or not, for cleanser right now, I'm using the CeraVe. For me, cleanser is like, it needs to take off the makeup. I also love Sephora's waterproof eye makeup remover for when I'm wearing eye makeup. But cleanser, I always say, for me, I like to spend the money on the things that are going to be like on my skin the longest or, you know, whatever. So for a cleanser, CeraVe is great. It's, inexpensive. It's dermatologist recommended, created. So I love that. Moisturizer. So I'm a big person at night with moisturizer. I am loving actually two products. Before I get into the moisturizer, this is a new one. We had them on our podcast, Elevi. It's their Infinity Exosome Serum. I am obsessed with this. I've been using this now for a couple months. And I find that I have pretty good skin to begin with, but I find that the exosomes have really helped to keep it even more clear. It does smell disgusting. I'm just warning everybody. It is not that like, ooh, luxury treatment. But this is the serum that I keep going back to. Retinols, I have a love-hate with them. I know that they're the best thing to use, but I have a really hard time with getting over the retinol uglies. Do you use retinol?
I'm exactly the same. I have super sensitive skin and I can't get through that whole ugly period.
Yeah.
And then when I use it occasionally, then I just wake up super dry the next morning. Yeah. So a tiny bit occasionally, but hang on, I want to go back a couple of steps. I told you I wanted nitty gritty.
Okay.
CeraVe cleanser.
Yes.
You're using a washcloth. You're taking that off with water. How are you using that?
No, no. I use my good old hands. And for me, I remove my makeup every night of the year. The thing, no matter, and I hate to say this because I know you're like, no alcohol is good, but like, I don't care how wasted I am. I'm always taking off my makeup. Maybe once a year I'll wake up with it on if it was a really great night, but I'm always taking it off. So I will do that. Just squeeze it in my hands, wash it with my hands. And then I use my shower towel to dry my face. I know how disgusting that is. I know I'm a dirty birdie, but that's just what I do. I mean, I have these clean towels that I tried, but I don't know. I just reach for a towel. Half the time I reach for my husband's towel too. Shh, don't tell him.
Don't tell him. Okay. So we've taken the makeup off. We've put on the stinky exosomes.
Yes.
And they're stinky because they work. You know, sometimes the worse something smells, it's like the worse it tastes, the better for it is for you. So
Yeah. It's human derived. Like that's, you know, but it's a little bit less controversial than some of the growth factors. And I really encourage you, if you didn't get to go check out that podcast, I mean, Dr. Jordan Pelouse is brilliant. So, that's kind of my serum. And then my splurge for moisturizer, is Natura Bisse.
How splurgy are we talking?
Very splurgy.
Very splurgy.
But, I have a friend at the company, so she helps me out with that. So not gonna lie. But I like the feel, I like the smell. It smells like a spa. But I think that, you know, what I would tell everybody, and working in skincare for so long, unless you have something super problematic, like rosacea, acne, like really serious skin conditions that really you should go to a dermatologist and have a special program set up for you. If you are looking for a moisturizer, you don't have to spend a lot. There are amazing moisturizers. Olay is a fabulous moisturizer with so much R&D behind it. And I always like to tell people, you're not going to get in a bottle what you will in a needle, what you will from a knife. And that's just the truth. So, I mean, there are amazing companies, but these are too expensive. They're expensive products. Both of these, I think this is like $200 and this is maybe like four. You don't need to do that. You don't. Like these are products that I like, but I don't think that you have to do that. I think that you can get wonderful skincare. More importantly is in the morning, SPF every day. And in the morning, a lot of the times I don't wash my face with cleanser again because I will just do like a rinse and, you know, unless I'm going somewhere and I have to do the whole shower and then in the shower I always wash. But like in the morning, if it's just like a normal day and I'm sitting here working at home, I just rinse it. But then SPF every single day.
So you rinse or don't rinse? Do you do anything before the SPF? Do you do a vitamin C? Do you do anything else?
I do like vitamin C. You know, I'm so bad. If you saw my bathroom right now, it too, there's like a thousand products there. So sometimes I do. There's a lot of great vitamin C serums out there. But really on most days, like if I'm just going to be running errands around, it's the Tizo. I like the tinted. It has a beautiful, it's a mineral sunscreen. Mm-hmm. So it's working, immediately. If I'm doing makeup, like today, it was a podcasting day. I use the Super Goop. I would laugh because it says clean chemical sunscreen. It does have, you know, so avobenzone. These chemical sunscreens, we know they can be a little problematic, avobenzone being one of the less problematic, but it also has the other ones in there, the homosalate, the octosalate. These are not great. But you know what? The best sunscreen is one you're going to wear every day, and this is the one that I will put on. I think makeup layers beautifully on top of this.
And it's a small area of your body. You're not putting that on the whole of your body where you're going to absorb it. That's one of the things that I kind of go with. Okay. So that's your daily. What about, is there anything you do on a weekly basis, a monthly basis? Are you masking? What are you doing?
So, I don't have it here with me, but I do love those disposable masks. When I really need a boost of hydration. That said, if you're doing something where you have to wear makeup, I never do them like before I'm going to be on camera because they do hydrate the face. And I find that then your makeup will, your face gets a little greasy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like night before is really good. Red light therapy. You and I have talked about this before, and I have this one here. So this is the mask that I am using. It's the DPL-2A. It is a medical, it's an OTC class 2 device, FDA approved. I just found out too, just for everybody who has an HSA or FSA and you need to spend the money, you can spend it on this. This is an FSA, HSA approved device.
That's the best use of your medical statement. That's like the best use, full stop.
So this I do, you know, I keep it. So the thing about this particular mask though, is it has to be plugged in. Otherwise I would show you. I like it because it's a 3-minute treatment. It's got medical grade LEDs. So I use the red. It also has a blue light setting. If you had acne, I use the red. However, I just heard an interesting study that they are finding that blue light could potentially be, it's great for acne, but it can lead to hyperpigmentation or it can cause your melanocytes to potentially produce more melanin. So if you have a melanin issue that you know, hyperpigmentation issues, you might want to be a little careful with the blue light. But I use this on red light twice a day. Also, another thing that I do that I, you know, one of my favorite at-home beauty treatment, even more than that, is dermaplaning. I sent you the Dermaflash.
Yes.
To me, removing the vellus hair, I call it lady shaving. I know it also takes off dead skin, yada, yada, yada. Make sure products, no, it removes the hair and then your makeup and skin literally glow. So the Dermaflash was the first one that I used. And I feel like I sent it to you because I was like, yes, I'm upgrading. I now use this from Stacked. It is a straight razor.
Yep. Yeah.
Look, there's some stuff on there, but yeah. So
now,
like,
do you go up or down?
So I go both. But ooh. I look in a 10X mirror, like one of those really close mirrors, and kind of hold and go down, safer, up. But I mean, I've done this now. This I do once a week. And you
once
have to.
Okay.
So I have a lot of blades. I subscribe to her. I get them so like on subscription. Probably you should do it a new blade every time, again, because I'm good with this, I'll do twice. But after twice, I have to throw it out because you want to be using something sharp. And listen, even though I feel like I'm pretty experienced with this, I will cut myself probably 1 out of every 5 times. You know, it's not bad because it's so sharp, but proceed with caution. But man, if you want your makeup and skin to look amazing, dermaplane.
You heard it here.
You heard it here. Okay. Another fun device that I just got, although I'm mixed on this one, is this SoloWave wand.
I've seen that. It seems a bit labor intensive.
So here's the thing, right? It's got the red light. It's got a little micro current going on. There are like 4 technologies in one. I'm mixed on microcurrent. I don't think that there's enough proven science and literature when you really dive into it. I follow these guys, Doctorly, on YouTube, and I love them. It's 2 amazing doctors who just will kind of go through the medical research of everything. And they too agreed that there's not enough clinical science behind microcurrent devices. That's one of this. But what I do like about it is that I can sit on the couch. It's a 12-minute thing, right? And like, honestly, the red light from this, I know you're kind of passing it over. It's not the same as having 3 minutes of dedicated red light. Right. I do like this because it feels great. The massage. And I found that if I have puffy eyes in the morning, this will get rid of them immediately. And it just feels good. Okay. It's got like a little heat. But I was sent this. I think they're like about $100. Is it a $100 investment that you couldn't get from any other thing to de-puff your eyes? No, but I do like it. I sit and I watch TV and I kind of, it's very easy to use. Cause sometimes like this for 3 minutes, I don't know about you, you have to cover your eyes when you're doing any red light device. So some of the masks that have the eye openings, like that you can sit for 20 minutes and watch TV. You don't want to do that. No. You need eye protection. But for three minutes, sometimes I'm like, are you antsy? It's like, I don't, what, 3 minutes of my life is just,
you can't
like
multitask whilst you're doing it. Okay.
But I know that it works and there's so much good science. Again, the doctors have reviewed, there's so much good science. They've done double blind studies where people have done red light therapy on one half of the face and then not on the other. And they have they've basically punctured and looked at the cells and they find that there are cellular changes that happen with red light. So the red light devices work.
Okay. So we need that one. Okay. So what are you doing on a regular basis in the spa, at the medical aesthetic spa, what are those? What is your Botox fillers? What are all those things?
So Botox, I do Botox every 3 months since I've been 35. However, I'm going to caveat this. One, I waited to start until I was 35. I do suggest to people, I see a lot of people starting young and hear it from me first. The last time I had it, and I don't know if you can see it on here, what I started to notice is when I smile, I have very prominent forehead veins. And I looked back at pictures and I was like, wait a minute, I didn't have this the day before I went for Botox. And my doctor did say that by relaxing that muscle and, you know, the thinning of the skin, it can make the veins more pronounced. So I might have to stop the bow for a while. I know.
That's like a drop the mic moment.
I'm like, it's like a heartbreaking for me. I'm like, oh, Botox is great. But yeah, so, you know, you want to be careful. I also had a great podcast with another skincare expert, like a few months ago. And, you know, he was talking about Madonna and she started developing all these bags underneath and it was from overuse of Botox. So that's it. No fillers. I'm considering Sculptra. But I'm, because I go to a dermatologist who I trust and recommend, and he was like, that'll be good for places. However, Sculptra is a filler that they cannot dissolve. So you want to, you know, and he was actually like, go to Rusak. Cause he's like, Dr. Rusak is the best.
So that's on my to-do list for when I can get some downtime is she's the only person that I'm going to let do Sculptra. And we're going to do a little bit here.
Oh, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
He was like, call Julie, and I love him. He's friendly with her, but he was like, call Dr. Rusak because she does this. This is like her bread and butter.
And don't you love a practitioner who will recommend another practitioner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, this is not like I could do this, but someone else, like that makes you trust someone, I think.
I trust him the most. I mean, I love him and I love her. So, you know, that's a good. But yeah, brilliant. That's it. Facials, I don't really do. When I'm offered them for press, sure. But what I found with most facials, and again, I don't have very problematic skin dealing with the fine lines, the aging, you know, the sort of normal stuff. A lot of the extractions, they leave, I find that they will press too hard. Sometimes it can leave some post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So
It's so hard to get a great facial leave. Now, when you get a great classic facial, the last one I had was in Dallas. That's a little bit of a way for us. When you get a great classic facial, it's life. You're like, but trying to find that great facial these days, I think is really challenging.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that one. Okay. So we talked a little bit about things to save on and things to splurge on. So you would say probably that you save on the things that you're going to wash off. So your cleansers, et cetera, et cetera. And then splurge on the things that stay on your skin.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the things, you know, it's sort of like you have to look at your overall beauty budget. And I'm going back to this. It's, you know, my mom will still call me and say, hey, I saw this new cream and it's going to do X, Y, and Z. And it's like, listen, at this point, you'd be better off buying, you know, a good recommended something like an Olay and then you saving that money in your beauty budget to go do something like she loves keratin for her hair, right? Like you're just not going to get in the bottle. Not that you won't get results, right? I mean, we've seen this and like, you know, these expensive sort of clinically backed products definitely deliver results, but the visible difference that you are going to see is not going to be the same as if you go get Botox. It's just not. So I think that it really depends, but yes, in general, you know, like if it comes to shampoo and conditioner, if I have to decide which one, I'm going to spend more money on the conditioner or the treatment mask because the shampoo is very important, but you are washing it off. That said, I did discover a great shampoo, the Scene hair care line. I did a podcast with the doctor who created that. And, you know, I've got long hair. Through COVID and having had it now three times, I noticed a lot of shedding. Her products and her shampoo were developed and are clinically proven to have less shedding. And I have actually noticed a huge difference using her shampoo.
So you're not getting that clump when you clean out the shower?
No. Listen, there's still hair there, but it's not as much as it was. I do love Herbae though. It smells so good. So expensive though.
So expensive. And I think there are other better products out there, but it smells so good. And the bottles are cute and it looks great in the shower. Okay. What have been your absolute favorite finds of 2023? So products, procedures, like what have you found in 2023 and you absolutely love?
Have it here. Lumify. So this is,
What you mean this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. If there is one thing that I feel like has really game changed, it is Lumify. If you have not tried these and you put them in, your eyes are going to pop. They're going to be wider. Yeah. I mean, this is not something I use every day. I'm always wary around the eyes. But certainly if I have an event to go to, if I'm doing something on camera, man, does it make your eyes white. Also, and this is not me lying, I started working with Laura Geller this year for QVC. I've known her products forever. She was on my podcast. We had this natural connection. She was looking for a backup guest and lo and behold, it worked. Oh my gosh. For women who are not 20 anymore, and even for the 20-year-olds, but like for women who are 30, 40, 50, 60, my mother's in her 70s, she started using Laura's products and she was like, I look radiant. Her products are amazing. And
now, is this skincare or makeup?
Makeup. It's makeup.
Okay.
It's makeup that has beautiful skincare and ingredients in them. Right. So her Balance and Brighten, which is like the OG brush on powder foundation, is 6 pure pigments mixed with antioxidants. I stopped powder, right? Because powder for older women, you're like, it seeps into the pore. Not this. You put this on and at the end of the day, your skin looks even better than when you first put it on. So
can you send some of that my way?
Yeah. I'm not just saying that. I really, and for me, the best part of my job being able to work with her is believing in the products. In fact, I just did a social video not too long ago where I used her cancel and conceal. It's a redness under eye. Go look at that on social media. There's no filters. There's no editing. It's one shot where I show you one eye and then the other. And it's like, oh my God. It just totally
amazing.
Took. Yeah.
And coming back to that, you can't, when you've been in an industry as long as us, which is crazy because we're in our 20s. So how did that happen? But when you've been in the industry for as long as we have, you can't fake being enthusiastic about a product. You know straight away when you have been asked to talk about something, and it is like getting blood out of the stone when you're trying to talk about something that you do not believe in.
Yeah, it is. So, and then, you know, you see all these TikTokers and influencers who, God bless, I mean, but, you know, they'll do something sometime and I'm like, I can just tell like inside you're cringing using this, right? Okay. I'm loving hers. Anything else this year? Oh, everything biohacking related. Right. So it's like, let's talk a little nerdy here. I find that on the, and I listen to the listeners out there, biohacking does so well. Anything with biohacking, I find that the audience is drawn to. Some of these new longevity supplements have piqued my interest.
Yes.
But I'm still a little bit, you know, the supplement world, as you know, it's so challenging because you don't know how ingredients are sourced. You don't know where they're made. We can't go into their labs and see this, you know, so a lot of it is kind of based on reviews and a lot of these supplement companies have a lot of money behind them, right? So it's great marketing. But there are two I tried. Novos was one. He was on my podcast. And then Elysium, which I know you love.
Okay. It's, you know, and it's the supplement piece of the puzzle is so hard because, yes, even with all the supplements, there's a ton of clinical research behind them. But is that clinical research done on the same population as you? And everybody is different on a cellular level. And I think sometimes with skincare, we know very quickly if a skincare product isn't for us. Like you might have something that works great for you. I try it on me. I get a breakout. I get redness. I'm going to stop that. Supplements, we don't know what is interacting with our body. So it can be a challenging one. And a lot of these longevity supplements haven't been around for that long
enough. Well, it's funny. I was taking the, I started the Novos one and thank God he was on my podcast. They're expensive too. I mean, you know, I think it's like a couple hundred bucks, but I took the Core, which is a powder you mix in, and felt awful. And I said it to him. I was like, man, I got to be honest with you. And he was like, well, what else are you taking? And it was like, duh. Right. And I kind of went through. So I was taking the liposomal, which we love, from Live On, their, oh my gosh, I'm having amnesia right now. Their sleep, magnesium.
Yeah.
And didn't, and he was like, I bet if you're feeling off, are you taking another magnesium product? He immediately, and I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
like, that's way too much magnesium. And I was like, right. oh yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, go clean Stop. For 2 days and right. then try it. And it felt great. Like I was fine after that, but.
Right. I have to do supplement math for my clients.
Yeah.
Because they want to take this one here and this one here and this one here. And then they're not overdosing, but they're taking in too much of a certain thing. And I'm like, we need to figure this out. So yeah. It's just taking, it's a little bit of critical thinking on in terms of that supplement. Okay. What about procedures? What have you done in 2023 that you're like, I'm definitely going to do that in 2024?
What did I do in 2023 that I'm going to, I mean, Botox, what else have I done that was like, I don't know. I could tell you what I did that I would never do again. And actually they pulled off the market, which is Quo.
Yes.
Quo was like a big no for me. It was the cellulite thing. I had the guy who did the clinicals, who did the FDA trials on here. We did a podcast. I was so all over this. I saw the before and afters. Like I talked to the doctors, then I did it and it was horrific. It was painful. It left discoloration. So fessing up to it.
What is it? What's the mechanism?
It was an injection.
Okay.
It was multiple injections. And what they would do is they would break sort of the bonds that kind of hold together in your skin. So it was breaking collagen so that you didn't have that dimpling.
Yep.
Because basically when you think of dimpling, it's because collagen bands have gotten harder, they've gotten firmer, and they kind of pull together. And then between these bands is where you get that
fat squish.
Fat. Yeah. Anyway, they've pulled it from the market with good reason. Oh, but yeah. So. Okay.
So we're not
doing
the other
thing
one.
I've learned too is like I've been really, it made me realize don't maybe be the first. Don't be one of the first to jump on the bandwagon. That was a big lesson for me. Wait until like a lot of people have done it.
What about in terms of products? Any products that you tried, you're just like, nope, I don't understand the hype behind this. Never going to use this again.
I mean, I hate to say it, but then I was backed up with like, the doctors from Dr. Lee, microcurrent devices, people love them. I mean, I am not panning them, but I don't see the signs that they're expensive, you know, hundreds of dollars. So for me personally, I could not find enough literature and peer reviewed studies and actual clinical evidence that would back what their claims they are making, which are many of these companies are making very vast, and bold claims about tightening your skin and it's tightening the muscles underneath. And I actually was listening to the doctors and they say one of the things that they find in aging, right? We lose volume, we lose collagen, we have fat redistribution. There's some bone changes as we age, but that muscle that they've done MRIs between older and younger women, and they didn't really find a big difference in muscle loss in the face.
Interesting.
Further that, you do Botox to relax a muscle so that you don't have wrinkles.
And then you're doing the
microcurrent to strengthen the muscle that it, look, I'm not making this claim again. I'm not a doctor. But
this is your opinion?
I don't know. If you're tightening that muscle, like, I don't know. So for me, it's the microcurrent devices that I'm like,
In that same vein, what TikTok, Instagram trends have you seen that have just made you cringe? I mean, this could be a whole podcast, but things that have made you cringe that you have seen on social media this year that just people should never do. You're like, where do I start?
There's so much. I mean, somebody was talking the other day about women who are like gluing their hair to their face now. I mean, there are so many things that I see these like trends. Part of the reason I love podcasting and I do a lot of social media, I have a harder time with it because I find that when you're when you're doing a podcast and you're having a lengthy discussion, you get the expertise, you can talk about something. Mm-hmm. Social media is very concise. So I just tell everybody, proceed with caution when you're seeing these great trends. I think that there are fabulous makeup hacks. I mean, mm-hmm. I watch them and I learn a lot, but some of these crazy skincare, there was one thing where people were like drying their hair. Was it like in tinfoil? Something nuts like that.
Oh, I saw one like drying their hair in like a colander, like you strain. Oh, yeah, the colander.
I was like, that's what it was. And I was like, that's going to be hot and burn your hair. Well, to but each their own. But right. Just get a diffuser, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So 2024 is just around the corner, which is crazy. What are you saving up for, excited about that's coming next year? Like, what have you got your eye on for 2024?
Mom and dad, close your ears because they're going to be so mad. I really, really, really want a reverse tummy tuck. And I'm interviewing the guy who is known for them here in New York. Because I have loose skin. It's not the fat, but I just kind of am like, so that's kind of my dream.
How does a reverse tummy tuck work?
So a tummy tuck will normally, they will have an incision from hip to hip. And that is a giant incision. Mm. They can hide it in the bikini line. But I don't know. To me, I'm like, I don't want my, I mean, it's only going to be my husband seeing me, but I'm like, I don't want to look like a Stitch doll.
Yeah, you're going to see it as well.
So with a reverse, they actually pull the skin up into the breast fold. And I'm going to learn more about this. But essentially,
so it's like,
yes. And I already had, I've been honest about this. I had a breast lift. So I already have the scars under there. Actually, I don't really thank you, Dr. Coker. He did a phenomenal job, but they would essentially pull up and use the same scars so that there's going to be nothing low. And for me, again, it's not so much of the lipo that I need or the muscular or them to like touch up the muscles. It's more of that loose skin. So by pulling it up, it'll. How about you? Do you have anything on here?
Me? Like- So sculpture in the temples.
Yeah.
I've been back and forth on the CO2 laser again with Dr. Ruzak because I think the afters are incredible. I don't know if I can put myself through the recovery process. It scares me.
You know, the afters are incredible. I've done CO2. I did it from a stomach tightening. It helped a little bit, but that, I don't know, from the amount of pain and the downtime with that, I would say wait until you really need it and you don't.
It's a downtime. Thank you.
No, but like wait until you really need it. Like I find that the most incredible before and afters are women who are like in their 60s getting CO2 and it's like, whoa.
So what lasers do you, and now this is completely off the podcast. And these are the things that I DM you about. What lasers do you recommend? If you recommend lasers at all?
I mean, IPL, I think is like the thing that I never make it around to do, but every year, like in the fall, I'm like, that's the one, right? Because it's getting rid of the spots. It's like pretty low. It's very well tolerated. I'm not going to say it's not painful, but it's very tolerable. And I feel like you get that instant gratification. I had brown spots 3 days later. I do not. The rest of them, I do Althera with Dr. Ruzak. It's expensive and there's not this, like, you're not going to have this aha moment.
Right.
I believe that, you know, in the science behind it, that it's building the collagen, but.
But it takes, you have to be consistent.
Yeah. But I think an IPL is like a great way. And they're generally under like $500. And it's that. Cool. It's so satisfying when you see the brown pigment crust up to the surface and then go off and you're like, oh. Hi.
Oh. Okay. So possibly reverse tummy tuck. Anything else? Anything that you're just like, that would be amazing. Like, okay, go on.
There's so many things, but like reality is like, we can all pick ourselves apart and look, I hope at home you are not doing this too much. You know, I look at a lot of women on Instagram who are just so beautifully done, but you're like, you've done a little bit of everything, right? And they do. They look fabulous. I don't know. I think at a certain point, you just have to like, I said it. I was like, you know what? I'd rather have wrinkles on my forehead than these two giant veins every time I smile. Mm-hmm. So like, I think you've got to make peace with it. And, and you can't remove them. I looked into it. It is not safe. Those are like veins that you need for a reason.
Yes. You need to keep those veins in your lovely face.
Yeah. Awesome. So. I want to thank you so much. I'm just realizing that we've been chatting for a while now. I'm going to help to wrap this up. You know, how about you? Is there anything going into the new year that you're not beauty related, but that you're just hoping for, goals? Any?
You know what 2024 is about for me? It is about not trying to fit into other expectations, but doing what actually makes me happy.
Yeah.
Watch the space, because that's not easy. But I think as women in our early 40s, there's lots of boxes that we feel like we should be in. There's lots of things that we should have achieved by now. But actually, when I'm at my most happy, my most productive, my most of service, it's when I'm doing what feels really good for me, not what everybody else thinks of me. So that's what I'm trying to go into 2024 with. What about you?
I love that. You know, I think the same thing, sort of just be open to new experiences. This year has been incredible. I had this wonderful opportunity to work with Laura Geller, but sometimes you'll feel like a little bit like it's okay to feel a little lost. What am I doing next? And the other thing I'm really trying to appreciate is those days that I've downtime. Right. It is to know that, like, instead of looking at this as like I'm bored, it's okay to like just sit on the couch and veg for an hour, because there are going to be times where you're like pulling your hair out because you're so busy. So I'm really trying to appreciate those moments of quiet and like peace and recognize them and not try to fill them with, oh, I got to do laundry. I've got an hour. Mm. Just enjoy it. Sit for an hour. Like, it's cool. Yeah. Watch a show. I want to thank you, Jen. You know, I know that you have all these incredible programs. We're going to be talking about nutrition tips. You're going to be back with us early in 2024. Mm-hmm. But really quickly, if people want to know more about you, if they want to find out about you, subscribe to your fabulous newsletter, which, you know, I always get a newsletter. I'm like, we should do a podcast on this. Where can they go?
The best two places to find me are jenniferhanway.com is my website, and at jenniferhanway is my Instagram. People can always email me, jenny@jenniferhanway.com, and let's have a conversation.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And I want to, again, thank everybody who's listened to us with this year. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, a happy new year, and we will be back January 2nd, starting with that reverse tummy tuck that we were talking about. So I'm really excited for that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you have any questions you want to ask me, you always can reach out to me. hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube @artbeautypodcast. You know, I always answer you there. And as always, well, we will not see you next Tuesday or the Tuesday after, but we will see you in 2024. Thanks, Jen. Bye.